It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And Coach, I'm looking forward to this one when you told me we were going to have Lisa Dunham on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, Lisa's on the studio with us. How are you, Lisa?
Oh, Lisa's doing wonderful.
Now, the thing is, though, and in the text message exchange that was going back and forth, we promised this was not going to be an interview.
Right.
It was going to be a conversation. So just in yeah, as part
she
of this,
hates interviews.
So as part of this conversation, Lisa, I think we'll ask some questions. You'll give us some answers, but it will not be an interview, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So first question in this interview. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But I got to tell you, Lisa, things are really exciting right now because we're really so close to American Championships. How are you guys doing with all of your, like, last-minute preparations?
Oh, things are crazy here, but I think it's going very smoothly, and we're adding people I've been adding people as of an hour ago. So it looks like we're going to have a pretty good, with pretty good numbers and some great competitions.
So last year's numbers to this year's number, are you guys up about 25% or so?
Yeah, we're up. We're up a little over 25%, actually. We're almost about 35% now.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That's
totally
That's
awesome.
Really good to hear.
That's good growth.
So people, as of just within the last hour, are getting their registrations done and getting signed up?
Yes, I'm still adding people.
That is crazy because it's not that far off and there's travel plans to take care of. But, hey, if they can swing it at the last second, and that means you can still get in. There's still time
there
to get yourself in.
There is still time. And George Warren, one of our favorite officials, wants me to ask Lisa, is she going to have Krispy Kremes at the American Championships?
That's make or break for a lot of people.
It is make or break for him. I am pretty sure of that. Actually, I do not know if we are going to have Krispy Kremes at this place or not. I don't know if they have a Krispy Kreme place in Colorado.
Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody could find it, George Warren would be the guy that would find it and would bring it himself.
Oh, I guarantee he would be the one to find it.
You might have to overnight some Krispy Kremes in just to keep him happy. Seems like he's pretty particular on the donuts.
So taking athletes in and registering last minute like this, is that putting a damper on the schedule as far as what you've already had allotted for time frame, or did you guys kind of already have built into the schedule, just in case, let's go ahead and give ourselves a cushion of a few hours here or there to make sure we had enough time in case something grew to a heat or whatnot?
We have a little time allowed. Like, I haven't made the program yet. I sent a tentative schedule out to coaches who were involved a couple of days ago, and it told them that it was really tentative, not to get excited. My plan is to hope to have a final schedule to them on Friday. But I did a lot of time. I did add a heat today, but I did have a scratch from a kid that got hurt, so it took a heat away. So it kind of balanced out there. But we also put that extra day in there. So we're hoping with the extra day that we added, it's not going to keep some of us at the arena all day and all night again.
Nice.
So it sounds like there was some learning from last year, and again, having that flex time is really going to help you. So even if there are some changes, everything's going to work out okay, correct?
Oh, everything's always going to be all right.
Nice. I like to hear that. What was your reaction when you're seeing these numbers even swell a little bit here just in the, basically the final days leading up to this? What's your reaction to this like?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm just excited to see growth. And we have so much growth with just the younger kids in this. So I'm pretty, really excited about that.
With the growth between last year and this year, as you mentioned, a close to like a 35% jump in the numbers, is there one thing you can attribute the growth to? Is it a multitude of factors? What do you think?
I think it's a multitude of everybody just helping growing their teams. There's new teams out there that have never existed before. Some of them are signed up, some of them are not. Some of them are saying, hey, we're going to be there next year because we grew this year, so our plan is to get a team this year and next year compete. So just be a test to seeing people out there growing skaters, no matter who they belong to. There are a lot of rinks and a lot of coaches and a lot of teams. They're all growing, and that's what I attest our numbers to be up to.
Okay. And what are the official panels looking like this year? Do we have the same returning officials? I know that there was a couple that had scheduling conflicts and whatnot that weren't going to be able to make it. So do we have new officials this year from last year that we didn't see last year?
It's basically the same officials with Denise is not able to come, and then Jerry's not able to come to an injury. But we did add Jason Metcalf from Texas. He's coming, and he's going to be a new official with us this year. So we're excited to see him, and we're excited to see Chad Miller out on the floor. It's going to be his national debut, so it's going to be cool to see him work the championships with us.
Okay, so we added a couple, and we lost a couple from circumstances, so... So that keeps us the same.
We have the lead track official with Al Tinsley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had Al on the show just a couple of weeks ago, it seems.
Yeah, and he was the lead track official down in Kentucky for the Thoroughbred. So
that's right. Yeah, we talked with him right before that happened. So definitely, Al, I know you're listening right now. So can't wait to see you guys here in just a little bit then.
Yeah.
And so this is now, Lisa, this is the second year for the American Championships. Have there been some changes? Like, what's different this year versus last year?
Oh, well, one, we added a day. We're going to try a new thing with the awards. I don't really want to say exactly how it's going to be. It's kind of going to be a learning curve, and hopefully... We have a vision for it, and hopefully the vision comes out right. So we're going to try a new award ceremony.
Okay.
But I'm not going to explain that because I don't want to give too many details away of that.
It's a secret. You got to go if you want to see it.
Yes. If you want to see how we're going to do this, you got to be there.
I love it. The teaser.
Yeah. From what I hear, the live feed is supposed to be better than it was last year. From what I heard last year, I never, ever saw it. But from what I heard last year, it was a pretty good live feed. So from what I hear, it's supposed to be better.
Yeah, I did. I remember because I was not out there last year. So I live vicariously through things like the live feed, which was really good for all the people doing Facebook Live. But I thought the feed was really phenomenal last year. I don't know how you improved that. But, hey, I'm happy to see that they've done that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
And are they going to make this available is it going to be on in the Comcast or in the ESPN networking somewhere, or the Olympic Channel networking somewhere this year?
We would like that, but as of right now, that's not confirmed. Okay. That was only confirmed for 1 year. Comcast did give us another $10,000 for this year.
Nice.
For the Race of Champions, but they did not confirm our TV spot yet. But they did confirm our live streaming is going to be free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, free stuff is always
good. Yes, we'll take it, especially since it's good. Yeah.
And so I know that there's a bigger draw of the more of the world-class skaters that are coming. So do you have a handful of names that you can throw out as far as, like, some of the pro skaters or some of the world-class skaters that maybe weren't there last year that it will be there in attendance this year?
I can give you some off the top of my head. Sure.
Okay.
Well, obviously in our juniors, Kayla Duke and Mickey Rennick are both coming.
Yes.
For our senior world team members, we know that we have Zach Stoppelmore's coming.
Woo woo.
It's going to be fast.
Yes. Justin Selly's going to be there.
Okay.
Jonathan Blair is going to be there.
Now this dude's on fire.
Oh, I know, but you can't slow that guy down.
He's a rocket, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, those are the ones that I know for sure are coming.
Okay. Excellent.
So we may see another one pop up here or there.
And I know last year we didn't have like a big, vendors row, so to speak. So this year, is there going to be, do we have vendors coming? And if so, can you plug a couple of the vendors that are going to be showing up?
We decided that we were not going to do a big vendor row.
Okay.
There's a beautiful, beautiful pro shop there called Role Model. And I know that he has Jimmy Blair going to be in his store with his Pinnacle stuff.
Okay.
And I believe Gypsy Lucas is going to be in the store as well. She's going to come and make a, she's going to come and make a splash, I guess, with her Adam Wheels. But the only really vendor that we're going to have is Evolution Sportswear with our shirt. She's the official shirt vendor of U.S. Roller Speed Skating.
Okay.
So, but we are doing people, we want to support Role Model. He's got a beautiful store. So when we were talking about vendors, we always wanted to keep in mind that he has a great store in facilities, so we would like people to go and visit him.
Yeah, and I purchased a set of wheels last year, actually. Christian needed a set, ran in there, and he actually threw me the wheels and said, come back, because Christian was, he had a race.
I like that.
Yeah, so yeah, I went out, we put the wheels on, I came back and paid him for him. After, I mean, he was a really good.
Todd's an amazing guy. I had to buy my niece's helmet last year, and I walked in, I said, this is my niece, I will be back in an hour.
Yeah.
So he gave her helmet, and I was like, I will pay you, I promise.
Well, again, you know, I mean, again, this facility has opened their doors up for the championships, which is totally amazing. And if we can show some love and support and help support them, I think that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, when you have that on site, why not? And then if it's if the ability is there for Jimmy Blair to set up, for Gypsy to come in, then it works out great. I think that's an awesome decision.
So you may not have, maybe this hasn't even been thought of or asked about or whatever, but I'm just going to pull it out there. For the coaches that are coming out there, is there any contact information that you have available or any time slots available that maybe skaters that are in Colorado might be able to get onto the Olympic track and get some 200 meter bank tracking in while they're out there?
I don't have any of that on me now, but okay. I can get that if they would like me to forward it to them.
Okay.
But I don't have it, but I know that. I do know people that can get it for them if they want it, so they can schedule some time.
Okay. Well, I figured kill two birds. Some of these skaters that maybe just fell a little short this year and they want to get a little more track time while they're out there, maybe they can bounce over. And with the extra day, and I know it seems like there's a lot more athletes that are coming a little bit early and staying a little bit later and making more of a vacation.
I think a lot of people like to make a vacation out of it, and with us starting on random days and ending on random days, it helps. I think they can come out a couple of days early, and it helps them get acclimated to the air out there, since it's a little different being up in the mountains than it is when some of us live out here where there's no hills.
Right.
Yeah, if you're not used to that, the extra time does come in handy just to get your body kind of used to it, throw the skates on, maybe go around a little bit and feel how your breathing is affected by the altitude. And it's also a great place to go. So there's that. Beautiful. It's like, why wouldn't you want to spend more time out there?
I know, I spent an extra day last year, and I went to the Garden of the Gods, and man, was that beautiful.
Yeah, that's just beautiful country out there in general. Just driving around and looking at stuff is really cool.
Yeah, so. It's just beautiful to see it. So if they have an extra day to come in and drive around and see things in Colorado, great. I'm hoping to write the schedule so they can see some of it at night.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know, because I know a lot of times what happens is like you had mentioned earlier, Lisa, well, you get to the venue, it's 5. And then all of a sudden, it's 10 p.m. before you're done. And, let's go sightseeing. Now, there's no ability to do that, and it kind of does get a little bit lousy when you make some of these skating trips, and there's never any time to experience where you're at.
Yeah. So for the people that are unaware of the USRSS or the format of the USRSS, can you go over the race format as far as maybe like divisions and what type of racing, you know, are we going to have the beginner divisions? Are we going to have the advanced divisions, quads, what have you? Can you kind of go over a breakdown of how the USRSS actually has that formatted so that anybody that is unaware, maybe their coaches just don't know because they just haven't inquired yet, or maybe a parent hasn't been at a practice where they talked about it. Can you go over something?
Oh, sorry. Well, we actually have all of the above. So we do have practice, and the practice is open for everybody. It's not just a rookie, or it's not just a fast person. The practice is open for everybody on the first day. We only do like a 2-hour practice, and we run it like when you go to a regular speed meet, we run it like, I guess the warm-up practice that we do would be the best way to describe that. So everybody gets multiple times on the floor. So instead of having like a 5-minute period and then you're done, it'll be multiple times you'll get on the floor. So if you don't like your wheel set, take them off, change them, figure it out. You should be able to get on the floor 3 or 4 times. You should at least get 3, 4, maybe 5 times on the floor in that practice time to get fit what you figured out. Our first day is rookie. So everybody that's a beginner that's skated less than 2, 3 maybe years and are beginner skaters, mm-hmm. that's what our rookie day is for. It's Wednesday. It's the first day. And then at the end of rookie, then we do our time trials for the individual age groups, which will be racing on Thursday. The time trials, they're not for points or anything, but they are for seeding. So if you have a heat, the person with your first place time trial, you get to pick your spot on the line. So instead of drawing cards or being told this is where you go, you won the time trial, you get to say, I want spot 3, and you're going to get spot 3. Second place person gets to come up, you want spot 6, you get spot 6. And it works that way. So the time trial may not be for points, but it is for where you want to be on the line. And some people have a strategy. So they want to be right in the middle for their short race. They want to be on the wall for the long race. So when you do your time trial, if you win it, then your strategy usually gets to be what you want it to be.
Instead of random.
Yeah, instead of random. And then when we do individual age groups, we do something that's kind of neat. In a sense, we're doing all of the heat races first.
So if you are in short, middle, and long distance, so all the heats will be done before the finals.
All your heats are going to be done before the finals.
Wow.
Yep. So the final block's going to start, and then so if you're in the final, you get to stay. If you don't want to stay, if you didn't make your final, you can leave. You can stay and watch.
Yeah. And then it doesn't drag you out. It just doesn't drag people out where they made it, so they're here, and then they got to come back tomorrow because they got to race the next block or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
All of our heats in one day, and then we have all 3 distances in one day. It's a lot of racing in one day, but then it's like all of your rookies done in one day, all your individual age groups are done in one day, all your relays are the next day, and then Saturday you come in, and then you have your quad time trials, your quad practice, and then you go in and do your elimination races, and then you get a big break in the middle of the afternoon there before the Race of Champions that night.
And is that what the final event is for everything, is the Race of Champions?
The final event day is on Sunday when we do quads.
Okay.
But the final inline events are the Race of Champions on Saturday night.
Now, with the qualifications for the Race of Champions, can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The Race of Champions is for anybody in the 14 to 16 age group. You have to place first, second, third, or fourth. And then on the 17 to 19 age group, you have to place first, second, third, or fourth. And then the 20 plus age group, you have to place first, second, third, or fourth. And then we go into the 30 plus age group, and it's first, second, and third. So the first through fourth in most of the age groups, and then the first through third are your qualifications for the Race of Champions.
And that's the best of the best, basically, from 16 up.
From 14
and up.
Now, yep. Then, how do you determine start position for that? Does that still go back to times in the time trials?
I think it does, because I believe that's what they did last year.
Because, yeah, at least that time is already established.
Yeah, and you may have somebody that's 14 that has the fastest time of everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So,
you know, you may... I've seen it happen.
In division, you may get the first pick, but then when you get to the champions race, you know, the Race of Champions, you may have the third fastest time.
Yeah.
So you're getting a third pick. Yeah.
Your time trial follows you all the way through until quads. Then in quads, you get another chance for a time trial.
Okay. And then there are 3 distances for the Race of Champions then, and it's a point system then?
Yes, and it's a point system, and it's an overall system. So when we're in the regular races, every event gets a medal. So if you place in the 5-lap race or your short lap race, you get a medal. If you place in this race, in the Race of Champions, it's only overall. So they have the 3-lap race, the 10-lap race, and the 50-lap elimination race. And the winner overall gets the $2,500. Second place overall gets $1,500. And then your third place overall gets $1,000.
And that's $5,000 for both men and women, correct?
Yes, $5,000 for both men and women.
I like that. And we talked about that last year when this was announced, how it's like, it's very, you know, they're, you know, it's like, well, hey, you know, this is, doesn't matter the gender,
how many competitions have we seen where, you know, the women, they take $300 and split it up for prize money for the women's division. And then, you know, you got $10,000 over here in prize money for the men's division. And you've seen that a lot.
I've been races that way.
You know, now it's like, you know what? No, we're going to give, the women are going to get the exact same winning prize that the men are going to get.
Well, which is the way it should be.
Absolutely. So it's fair.
Yeah, it should be that way. I've been in many races where they've given the women so much less than what the men get.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see
and
you
I've
guys
been
are
in races where women were beating the men. Right. And vice versa.
Right, right.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys are changing that and changing it for 2 years in a row now. So more people need to follow suit with that when it comes to the cash payouts.
And you're still going to have the timing system. Will the timing system be implemented as well?
Yes, we still have we still have the timing system there. The timing chips are ordered. Jason's been working on them. Non's all working in Colorado.
Okay.
Hey, so one thing I'm kind of curious about when it comes to the individual time trials, because that's a lot of skaters to go through. How do you keep the line moving, so to speak? How do you make sure that there's not lulls in the action that can get you really behind?
The Xfinity Arena has this amazing, it's a hockey arena. It's set up as a hockey arena, and they have where the players' box are. So we have whoever's next, the next probably 10 children are sitting in the player's box.
Over there in the penalty box.
Oh, all right, yeah. They got 2 minutes for writing out.
I kept getting in trouble. It's the player's box, not the penalty box.
Actually, they put John Rogers in the penalty box.
John Rogers is definitely in the penalty box.
That's funny.
And he will be there in his penalty box again.
We're actually going to, I had a conversation, me and Boomer had a conversation with John Rogers, and we are going to do a collaboration with the Inline Talk and Skate Talk, and we're going to do some interviewing together.
Nice.
We're going to do some live streaming on his page, as well as live streaming on our page at the same time. Do one interview with both of us, so he'll be guest hosting. Unfortunately, Boomer can't make it this year, but I will be out there as well as John Rogers, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, so Coach and John Rogers are going to pick up a lot of my slack. So I appreciate them being able to do that. But again, you know, it's all about growing and promoting the sport. And if this is a way to better promote the sport, then hey, I'm all for it, as is Coach and as is Inline Talk with Mr. Rogers.
So just out of curiosity, because I had the opportunity last year to start putting together the outdoor race, and I know that I have like a lot of people that surround me that essentially they come to me and say, hey, you need to sign this. Hey, what color do you want of this? Hey, what do you want to do? And so I have all these people that really make me look good. Everybody says, man, Coach, you did such a great job. And I'm like, you guys have no clue. I have so much help. And without them, I would be literally nothing. And I know that Lisa is like constantly always on the run. And by the way, Lisa is one of the people I consider as surrounding me, because she was very influential last year in the outdoor being so successful as it was. So how do you keep from just pulling your hair out? Because I know how tough that was, just a regular league meet outdoor event. And this is the championships. How do you not pull your hair out?
Well, if I'm wearing a wig next week, then you understand that I did pull my hair out.
Right.
But I will tell you that the people I work with, and I can name a few, and I know I'll forget some when I do, but if David Alcorn is, does not get enough credit for anything that he does, because he makes me look like I can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Because when I mess up, he fixes it. And I don't know how he does it every time.
Yeah.
But it's always right.
He fixes my scratches and stuff before I even know I have scratches.
Hey, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. He just knows.
He just knows, yeah. I come out and go, hey, I got
enough credit.
He's already got
it
done. So.
And I tell people all the time, because people ask me, they're like, hey, Lisa, you want to come and run this meet with me? And I'm like, I will run this meet if David comes with me. We're a team. We're attached at the hip. He comes, I come. He don't come, I don't come.
So I just thought about something. You just basically put a bullseye target on David for people trying to get him to come to meet. So I'm going to put David sucks. He's horrible. He's not a very good person at all to deal with. He's hard to deal with. So
you don't want to use him.
You don't want to use him. Just let him stay where he's at.
I wrote him an exclusive contract that he has to go through me.
That's probably good. You want to lock him down.
Yes. Who else do you got? Who else do you got?
Jason Goss.
Who?
Jason Goss works at Xfinity.
Okay.
And he is the one in charge of all the timing chips.
Ah.
That man is a timing chip genius.
Okay.
And he's amazing.
And that's a lot of timing chips
that's
to have to
be
deal
a very
with.
Daunting pat.
And that man single-handedly tests every single timing chip. So when I say that we're using 200, 300 timing chips, he gets them and he tests every single one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really one of the unsung heroes of this then.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, he's one of those guys behind the scenes that he's in a thankless position. And yes. And he's there for Lisa, which is great because now that's something she doesn't have to deal with. Who else you got?
Robert Penrod.
Okay.
Me and Robert Penrod have been writing this timing schedule and the schedule for these events for the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it has changed. And I don't want to say it's changed daily. I think it has changed at least four or five times daily.
That's why you're writing it in pencil.
I will tell you, Google Docs is probably the best thing ever invented.
Yes.
Because when I tell you that there's one time there was six of us working on it, there was six people working on it.
Oh, jeez.
That's definitely come a long way with Google Docs. It's a lifesaver for something like this.
So I will personally say, and I know that right now, again, we're in the middle of a conversation with Lisa Dunham.
Not an interview.
She doesn't want to be interviewed. So we're in a conversation. The one person, and I know she didn't forget this person at all. She just didn't get a chance to. But we, as a skating community, owe Ralph Dunham the hugest of thank yous. Because as a spouse of a person in skating, and this guy, he's always there, and he doesn't want to be, but he's always there.
He is my rock.
He says to Lisa, he's like, I don't even want to go. And she goes, I know, but I need you to do this. Okay, well, this is the only time I'm going to do it. Until the next time she wants him to do something else. And then that's going to be the only time. This is the first and last time I'm doing it. So he stepped in and ran our board in the absence of Rusty the last league meet. So we owe him a big thank you, not just for his contributions, but also because, you know, again, as a couple, I know you guys lose a little bit of time to the sport. And, you know, he sacrifices his own wife for that time frame for all the skaters to have advantage of having you there. So thank you, Ralph.
Yes. And so, I thank Ralph.
And you're doing this on top of the league meets you already organized. Because didn't you guys just have one not that long ago?
Like 3 weeks ago, I think.
That is crazy. So, I mean, it's tough enough, as Coach can attest to, with what he went through just to get things ready for the outdoor component last fall, then with the indoor race. And then to think that, okay, that's done. Oh, wait, I'm still working on American Championships. That is insane what you've been able to do here.
If I didn't have the team that I work with, there's no way. Even just the Midwest Point Series, because Chris acts like he doesn't do a lot of work, but I put a lot on him at the meet because he's the vice president of the Midwest Point Series.
Well, the good thing is if you ever need, like, someone to raise their voice or to, like, shout across the rink, Coach is the guy to do it. Coach is the guy to do it.
He's done it for me before.
I plan on blocking Jeff Foster so much this year.
Oh, do you? All right.
Oh, my
I'm
going to
be a wall in front of Jeff Foster.
Last year, you two were my entertainment. You have no idea. I'm standing there trying to be the competition manager and keep a straight face because I know the live feed is going on me. And I'm just cracking up laughing. I believe there is a picture. Somebody took one of the pictures, and I think it was posted on Facebook. And I'm behind you two laughing as I'm going up and grabbing the back of your shirts. And you guys can't stand in the track.
Well, I've been practicing my moves, Mr. Foster. I'm coming for you.
And if you think
Mike Gooden's going to get in my way, think again.
Okay, we need more of this.
Run and block.
If we could get someone who's going to be out there to Facebook Live the two of them, that's what I wanted. I want that too.
I'm sure he got. I bet you Jeff got an earful from Tammy. You.
And I also thought that even though you might have been half a country away from where I was, I swear I heard you a couple of those times out there, Coach. I swear I heard you.
No, that was a storm coming through.
No, I think it's like in the back of my head, you know? I think that's really what it is. I tell you what, this really sounds, First of all, it's hard to believe.
I know.
That it's this close. Yeah. People are making their preparations, like, you know, in days to leave. It's just, it's crazy.
We finished up the championships last June, and leaving the championships, I had skaters coming home, calling me on their way coming home in the house when we finished the championships back at the house, and everybody was already talking about next year's championship. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, okay, this season's finally done, I'm going to take my break and I'm going to do this and I got this vacation. No, everybody was, we need to do this and get ready for next year, and we need to do. And so I just know going into it this year, and now with the 35% growth, there's going to be even more competition there, which is going to make it that much harder for everybody. You know, anybody that skated last year, you got 35% more growth. And the way I understand it, it's mostly in the kids divisions. It's not the adults.
Yes.
Which is really good, because, you know, I'm nothing against the adults, but I'm sorry, I don't want to grow the 60 plus division. I don't mind them coming, but that's not where our growth should be. Our growth should be in those, you know, 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 13-year-olds, and that's where we need to really massively grow, because they're going to be 18, 19, 20, 30 years from now still doing it. You know, the 7-year-olds are not going to be still doing it. So the reality is we need those younger kids. So this is totally awesome with all the heats that we got lined up for the younger kids.
And Lisa,
yes,
I want to ask you.
So excited.
I want to ask you this, because I know typically what would happen is you go to championships, you take a couple, you know, maybe a month and a half off. And coach, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this too. Mm-hmm. But as you both have pointed out, more skaters getting involved, the competition is going to ratchet it up a notch. Mm-hmm. And it used to be, okay, you know, we're the high point of our season, we're done, we're going to be off till, say, Labor Day. That's a long gap. Are either one of you planning on, hey, let's take a week, 2 weeks max and get right back into things, or putting together maybe some outdoor programs for your skaters? What are your thoughts? Because I know they're going to, like Coach said, they come back, they're ready for next year. More skaters are going to be a lot more challenging. Are you going to just get right back into things, or what?
What I did last year is I took my team down to one practice a week indoor, and then we did a practice a week outdoor. So they got a little bit more fun playing with the outdoor, because we didn't really ever, Team Illini, my team, has never really ever concentrated on outdoor. We've done some outdoor practices, and some of my kids have done outdoor meets. And I have a few that are finally gotten to the level where they've wanted to do outdoor and try out for the world team and stuff like that. So last year we added an outdoor practice a week. So we let them come inside and then let them keep their muscles and keep their toning, but we didn't really practice them really hard indoor, but we did do a real practice outdoor. So when it came to Chris's first meet this year, when we had the Three Rivers outdoor meet, we didn't know we were going to have it until we got closer to, they were all actually excited because they practiced outdoors. So then they had an outdoor race to go to, because you don't have a whole lot of outdoor meets in the Midwest.
Yeah. So I can tell you personally, from me and from my team's perspective, I always encourage people taking mental breaks whenever they need a mental break, taking that time to get maybe off your skates and let your feet heal, because we know it tears our feet up when we skate all the time. So let your feet heal, do something different. We actually do, as a team, as a club, we actually do stop our indoor practices. Now, when I say we stop them, I always encourage skaters to get out and ride their bikes, get out and do some skating. And we do, as a group, get together from time to time and do some training. But, you know, we take a break. And I'll be honest, and I'm just going to lay it out there for everybody that's going through it. My spouse would rather I not be involved with skating because of how much time it does take.
Well, yeah, the drawback would be, and so we're going to keep going all the time, but then you're gone all the time.
It would be a divorce for me if I just was all 360 skating. So I have to give her a couple weeks where I just pull away and try to shut my phone off, although it's hard for me. And it's not like, for me, it's hard to unplug, because it's not like I'm plugged in. It's just part of my life. Nobody thinks about breathing. We just do it because it's what we do. So when if Lisa calls me up and says, hey, I got a question for you about this, and, you know, and we start talking, she could be talking about a pontoon boat that maybe her and Ralph bought. Hey, I got a question for you. Ralph's working on the pontoon. And my wife's like, is that Lisa? Yeah, it's Lisa. So right away, it's skating. It's got to be skating, because I'm talking. But all my friends are skaters. So, you know, when I talk to Boomer, sometimes I talk to Boomer about stuff that has nothing to do with skating. But it's skating because it's boomer. If it's Jared Geddes, it's skating, you know. Anybody I talk to that's like in my skating world that's my friends, it's almost like I have to unfriend everybody for a couple weeks. And it's so hard. And I'm going to be honest with you. And I've Lisa's working right now on my contracts. I'm already in the process of setting up the second annual Three Rivers outdoor event. And we're working on making it even bigger and better this year. So we're not even to the championships yet. And myself and Lisa are already concentrating on the 2019 season.
So you almost need that little bit of time because, hey, I've got to, if we want to have this outdoor event in the fall, yep. I got to catch my breath for one, but I also need to be able to kind of focus a little bit on that. And everyone does need a break, too. We tend to just go, go, go and push. And like with Lisa, with, you know, you backing things down a little bit and giving more of that one, hey, here's a practice, but we're just going to kind of roll around a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's not, because I know how practices are as you lead up to things like this.
Yeah.
It's intense. It's definitely intense.
And I know that also,
they recover from that.
You know, Lisa's family, and I'm pretty sure they still do it. They used to rent a bunch of cabins right after Nationals. They would, her and her brother and her mom and dad, and, you know, everybody would just go and rent these cabins, and they would go together and get their boats, and they're skiing and tubing and stuff. And now they all have an active lake properties and stuff that they go to in the summertime. So I'm pretty sure you guys are still doing that, right? You guys still spend a couple weeks there in July where you guys all get together?
Yes, we do. And that's the week that I decompress. I don't do anything skating related that week.
Yeah. And by the way,
unless my friend shows up on a motorcycle and starts bugging me.
I'm raising my hand.
I was going to say, I think I know who's guilty.
I'm raising my hand.
Think I know who's guilty.
Yeah. So Ralph goes, what are you doing here?
I just got some skating things to go over. And nothing, you know, major.
And in fairness to me and Lisa, it wasn't even about me and Lisa. It was Mouse. Her dad had some tickets for me. And so he wasn't available. So Lisa said, just come on down. You can pick him up. And I have him here because, you know, she's in and out of her mom's camper and stuff. So our cottage. So anyways, I go down to get these tickets. So that was the deal, you know, is I show up and he's like, what are you doing here?
Oh, there's
skating's
no off season.
Done.
No off season.
This is lake time. So
she is not doing any skating work this week.
Well, we want to make sure that when all of this wraps up that you do get your lake time. It's going to be well deserved. Lisa, thanks for joining us. I know things are crazy here again as it's just days away, but thanks for taking the time for this conversation on Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach.
And
about
we'll get
everything.
Another conversation after the championship.
We need a recap
and pros and cons of the championships.
Perfect.
As long as it's a conversation, I do not like interviews.
No interviews, strictly conversation. Lisa, best of luck with everything. I know you're going to rock it as you always have. And join us again anytime on Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach. All
and
right?
I will see you in a few days.
See you in a few days.
It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.